Dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, King, K-I-N-G, June 22nd, 46. Address as Alete, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up for Mr. King with biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis, background of diabetes, last visit in April. He's been in the hospital for bronchitis, COPD, question pneumonia, comes accompanied with wife, on oxygen 1.5 liters, weight is stable, good appetite, no vomiting, no change on bowel or urine, presently no gross edema, no chest pain palpitation. Other review system is negative. I will highlight medications, treatment for high potassium, phosphorus binders, narcotics pain control, diuretics, next paragraph, present weight 143, blood pressure by nurse 132.60, emphysema, chronic respiratory distress, oxygen, no consolidation, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, overall frail, some degree of muscle wasting. Next paragraph, recent chemistries through the VA. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. He has proteinuria, still less than 300 milligrams per gram. Excuse me, above 300 milligrams. A1C at 8.5, anemia 8.9. Present creatinine 2.9, representing a GFR 21 stage 4. Normal thyroid. Present high potassium 6.1. Low albumin. Normal calcium. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. No indication for dialysis, which is done for symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. He has respiratory failure in relation to COPD emphysema prior smoker on oxygen 24 hours. He probably has been high potassium. I'm going to increase the potassium binder as tolerated to potentially daily. There is no major activity in the urine for blood or inflammation. There is minor proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. He has biopsy proving hypertension and background of diabetes. Continue phosphorus binders. Continue EPO treatment. Increase the RNS to 200, our goal hemoglobin close to 11, given his COPD and respiratory failure. Also discuss at length patient and wife, end of dictation.